Welcome, fellow campers, adventure seekers, and all who have a fondness for the great outdoors, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. I'm your host, narrating tales of wanderlust, resilience, and fresh air, stories straight from the heartland of America's most captivating campgrounds. Today, we journey deep into the wilderness of Idaho, a land of abundant natural beauty that seems to whisper its own tales to those who are keen to listen. Our story unfolds at the whimsically named Starling Pines Hideaway, a campground that, like its name, holds an air of marvelous mystery. Our host for this tale is the owner of Starling Pines Hideaway, a stalwart character by the name of Cyprian Jones. Cyprian, with his weather-beaten face, twinkling eyes, and a heart as big as the Idaho sky, embodies the spirit of the wild. The stories he holds from his years managing Starling Pines are as diverse and intriguing as the campers he has hosted. This man, who has made the campground his life, has a particular tale to share today, a story of bright nights, high stakes, and a classic game-turned nighttime spectacle. So, sit tight, dear listeners, as we delve into the campground glow-in-the-dark, capture the flag, offering a twist on a classic game.
The challenge began, as most unexpected things do on a typical summer evening. The air was thick with anticipation as our campers, both young and old, looked forward to our traditional capture-the-flag game. But as the sun dipped behind the evergreens, a thought struck me. We had campers from all age groups, all with varying levels of ability and enthusiasm for the game. The older folks felt left out, the young ones were too energetic, and the teenagers were too cool for a kid's game. I knew then that I needed to devise a solution that would engage everyone, without losing the magic of our traditional game night. I ran through a myriad of options, each with its pros and cons. An obstacle course? Too risky. A talent show? Too cliche. A scavenger hunt? Too complicated. Then, as I was looking at a set of glow sticks left over from last year's 4th of July celebration, inspiration struck. Why not a game of capture the flag, but under the cover of darkness, with the flags and the players all aglow? The thought was exhilarating, but I pondered the safety aspect and how to ensure that our elderly campers didn't feel overlooked. Eventually, I decided to split the teams based on age groups, with different start times. The younger ones could play while there's residual daylight, teenagers could play when it's completely dark, and the older folks could judge the game and enjoy the spectacle. They would have their own mission control, from where they would strategize for their teams and witness the glowing spectacle. It would be a game that didn't just belong to the swift, but also the clever. Implementing the idea threw up its fair share of hurdles. It was a significant change, and there was the initial resistance, especially from the teenagers. They shrugged off the idea, claiming it was lame, but I was not about to give up. I decided to host a trial run, and with the help of a few enthusiastic campers, we created a captivating spectacle of lights amongst the tall pines. The ethereal glow of the flags and the players running around in the dark turned even the skeptical heads. Another challenge was ensuring everyone's safety in the darkness. The solution was twofold: creating well-marked, hazard-free zones and ensuring every player was well-lit and visible. We stocked up on glow sticks, glow-in-the-dark paints, and LED light bands. The camp turned into a magical, luminescent arena. The impact this solution had on Starling Pines was both immediate and far-reaching. The first night of the new game was met with an exhilarating mix of excitement and curiosity. As the game started, the campground was filled with laughter, cheers, and the soft glow of lights humming through the night forest. Age was no longer a barrier. The older folks at Mission Control were as involved as the kids on the field. They strategized, guided their teams, and cheered their victories. It was a sight to behold. This twist to the traditional game brought our campers together, creating an atmosphere of camaraderie and inclusivity. It taught me the power of innovation, even in the most conventional settings. It reaffirmed that no one, regardless of age, should be sidelined in the pursuit of fun. Additionally, it showed me that safety should never be compromised for the sake of entertainment. Brightly lit players and clear, safe zones ensured that the game was fun-filled without any mishaps. Now, our glow-in-the-dark capture-the-flag game has become a tradition at Starling Pines, eagerly anticipated by every camper who visits.
So, dear listeners, as the glow from the Starling Pines hideaway recedes into the backdrop of our tale, we are left with the echo of laughter, the camaraderie of ages, and the iridescence of innovation. Capturing more than just flags, Cyprian Jones captured the essence of what it means to truly create an inclusive and engaging experience for all. By daring to reimagine a time-honored tradition, he breathed new life into his campground and into the hearts of his guests. The tale of the glow-in-the-dark capture. The flag isn't just a story of a game. It is a testament to the power of creativity, the spirit of inclusion, and the importance of maintaining a safe and engaging environment. It serves as an inspiration to all campground owners and operators who may find themselves in a similar predicament, reminding them that the solution often lies in bridging the gap between tradition and innovation. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the glowing trails of Idaho's Starling Pines Hideaway. We hope the glow from this tale lights up your spirit and sparks creativity in your own campgrounds. Remember, no idea is too far-fetched if it brings people together and creates long-lasting memories. So as we wrap up this episode of MC Campground Chronicles, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on our next trip into the captivating world of America's campgrounds. We have more stories to share, more chronicles to unravel, and more hosts to meet. Until then, keep the campfires burning and the stars above you bright. Safe journeys, friends.